Well, good evening, everybody, to our House of Representatives call for the Republic. Today is Tuesday, June 18th, 2013, and it is 6 o'clock. This is Acting Speaker of the House, John Rockwell. And I'll quickly go what our agenda is for tonight, and then we'll have an opening prayer after that. And first item on the docket for tonight is a prayer roll call, and if there are people that are on the call that haven't been sworn in, we'll do that as well. Then we'll have committee updates, and then the affirmation of myself and Speaker Pro Tem, Representative Kurzanowski, will kind of give you details about how that's going to work, and then 1 minute of floor time, and then adjournment of the meeting until July 2nd. And a closing prayer. With that, do I have a volunteer for somebody to open us up in prayer this evening?
I'll volunteer. This is Representative Cox from North Dakota.
You have the floor, ma'am.
Lord, I ask that you would give us wisdom tonight as we go over our agenda. We ask that you speak to each of the representatives that are speaking, that are that can make a contribution tonight. We pray your wisdom, and we ask that you would guide in every decision that is made and guide the Republic and cause us to go in the right direction. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, ma'am.
Amen.
With that, I will yield to Representative Owens for this evening's roll call.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, everyone. If you would, just answer whether you're not you're present as I call your name. From Arkansas, Representative Charles Elliott. Representative Lamar Harvey. Representative Sherry Watson. From Colorado, Representative Dennis Spencer.
Here.
Thank you, sir. Representative Elizabeth Ackerman. Thought I saw her on the board. Representative Elizabeth Ackerman, are you there this evening?
Present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Michael Ackerman?
Present.
Thank you, sir. Representative Arthur Kimbrell? Representative Judith Rivier.
Present.
Thank you. Okay, from Illinois, Representative Jean Ferguson. Representative Andrew Phil.
Andrew is present.
Thank you. Representative Clinton Ford.
Representative Owens, Clinton said that he was going to be absent this week.
This time? 3,500
okay,
or 4,500?
Yes, he did.
Oh, she's going to love that.
Okay. Representative Marissa Grant. Representative Mary Jane Janota. Representative Eugene Krasnowski. You must still be stuck in traffic.
Yep.
Representative Magdalena Urbaniak. From Indiana, Representative Jenny Owens is present. Representative Elizabeth Waters.
I'm present.
Thank you, ma'am. From Iowa, Representative Mark Binder.
Republic for Iowa Representative Mark Binder is in attendance.
Thank you. Representative Rowdy Templar. Representative Lawrence Beckman.
Lawrence Beckman is in attendance.
Thank you, sir. From Missouri, Representative Ashley Mann. Representative Josiah Mann. From Montana, Representative Marnie Harris.
Present.
Thank you. From North Dakota, Representative Robin Cox.
Representative Robin Cox is present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Irma Bittner. From Oklahoma, Representative Terry Willis.
Present.
Thank you, sir. From Oregon, Representative John Rockwell.
Present.
Thank you. Representative Tim Stillian. Representative Skylar Arment. Representative Jane Burchard.
Present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Wayne Bachman. From Wisconsin, Representative Ronald Austin. Representative Paul Glavin.
Present.
Thank you. Representative Robert Versick. Representative Francine Arnold.
Representative Francine Arnold of Wisconsin is present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative David Schmidt.
Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin is present.
Thank you. Representative Debbie Richards.
Again, she's on sabbatical for the whole month of June.
Okay, thank you, sir. And Representative David Hertler.
Representative
Erickson is present.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, that concludes our roll call. If you'll give me just a minute, I will get a tally.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And while she's doing that, wanted to announce that tomorrow evening, if you've got people in states that need help forming their government to get them on board with the Republic, there's going to be a call tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock Pacific, and I'll give you the call-in information on that call tomorrow night. The phone number to call in is 712-432-0900. And the access code for that is 448229#. And again, that number is 712-432-0900. And the access is 448229#. And again, even if these people are not currently in the government and their state is kind of in turmoil, it would be good for them to be on that call tomorrow evening to kind of get some information on how they can proceed in their states to get their government formed to where they can participate with us. And with that, I yield.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have 18 representatives on the call this evening and 9 states represented, and I yield.
Thank you, ma'am. And at this time, I'm going to turn the floor over to Representative Spencer from Colorado for his committee update for this week.
Dennis Spencer here. One of the guys in our group, David Hertler, did he say he's here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, I believe so, sir, yeah.
Okay. He wanted to give an update on, he had an idea on what he would like to see done. So I'm going to let him give a report on that.
Thank you, Representative Spencer. Mr. Speaker, is it possible, are you asking the Senate to join us on the call tonight? And if you are, I would like to address both the House and the Senate on what I have this evening. Is that possible? Would that a yield?
Not this evening. The Senate is in their own call. That would be something that we'd have to plan in advance to get them to join our call. We could do that at a later time, like our next session coming up in July 2nd. We could plan for that if you wanted both the House and the Senate to hear that, but it wouldn't be possible to do it tonight. I yield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, with that, I will thank you, Representative Spencer, for allowing me to speak tonight, and I found it very interesting to be on a call with Representative Spencer from Colorado the other evening, and I have to, in front of all of you, I can't stop saying enough, I tip my hat to this man for all the hard work that he has done to make his make his county a de jure county. 500 signatures you call that referendum, Representative Spencer? Is that what you're calling them, referendums?
It is a referendum. It's a ballot initiative also. You can call them both.
Yeah. And you have how many of them, did you say?
All we need is a little over 500 in our county. That's 5% of the registered voters.
Yeah. What a tremendous amount of work that Representative Spencer is doing, and we can all learn from what he's doing, just awesome. I want to come at this from a different perspective. I am, and this is nothing against Representative Spencer. I think that we can work together. But my opinion is that we need to recruit on a larger scale. And my goal tonight in a short amount of time is to try to get you. I wish I could be speaking to you face to face. What my goal is to try to get you to catch the vision, to show what I have, and I'm going to do the best this evening to articulate it. I won't take much of your time. But I want to tell you that, you know, David used one stone to take Goliath down, and Gideon used 300 to conquer. And God loves a remnant. And obviously, we have a remnant here that we're working with, and we believe that it's going to grow. What has happened to me over the course of the last 2-3 months, some of you know that I have suffered a setback, but God has really healed me, and I've taken a new perspective on life, and I had a heart attack and so forth, but I praise God for every day that I have, every breath that I have. I have been, for whatever reason, I have been in this process of memorizing great quotes from founding fathers. And around March or so of this year, I found myself memorizing the full speech of Patrick Henry's Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death. I first started with condensed, and then when I saw the full, I said, no, I think this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So I went for it, and I've accomplished that. And the whole thing is to be able to articulate, not just to recite it, but to articulate, to be able to put it across the way it should be put across, because as many of you know, the orientation by Patrick Henry was a fiery orientation. I have been looking at ways in which we can spread our message across this land, and I have watched flash mobs on YouTube. I thought about possibly, you know, coordinating some church choirs to sing, you know, patriot hymns or songs, and then have founding father garb on people that we could have an enactment or so, and then we could speak to the people in shopping centers and so forth. But then I looked at the money it would cost and to coordinate it all and everything. I thought, well, we're not there. We can't do it. And besides that, we just really have to move now with what things are going on in de facto and so forth. So I looked at YouTube. I looked at the chance of possibly doing a speech. If it was done with a fiery orientation and then following it with a 2013 Give Me Liberty, Give Me Death, because I wouldn't be speaking, of course, about the British. I would be speaking about Washington, D.C. And one of the things that I would be speaking along with the fiery orientation of Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, with the garb on, with the founding father garb on, I would want to address 501c3 churches, which are prevalent, of course, throughout the land. And I would be using, I found a speech, July 4th, 1837, by John Quincy Adams. He started his speech by saying, "Why is it that next to the birthday of the Savior of the world, your most joyous and most venerated festival returns on this day," which is referring to the Declaration of Independence, July 4th. And he said, one more sentence, or he said, "Is it not that in the chain of human events with the birth of the nation, is it indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior, that it forms a leading event in the progress of the gospel dispensation?" So what I would drive home, there's two more sentences which I won't recite right now, but what I would drive home, it's that without the Declaration of Independence, there wouldn't be a platform, there wouldn't be a foundation for the Billy Grahams and the Billy Sundays and the Finneys that preached the gospel, you know, through the centuries. And so how can the people in the churches recognize the 4th of July, but yet hide behind Romans 13 and 1 Peter chapter 2, stating that we have to abide by the rules of our president. We have to pray for our president, and we have to revere our president. So that is what I would like to do. I would like to go on YouTube, and I would like to present that. But you would have to have, and you would see. I would have a presentation that could be voted on if we would want to do this, because the address, Republic for the United States of America, would be on the bottom of that YouTube. And for the things that I would say and look into the people's eyes on YouTube, I think it would be a powerful recruitment tool. Also, on that message, I have, for whatever reason, it's been in my heart for over a year, the Freedom Train. The Freedom Train. It's a picture, if you will, catch this vision. It's a picture of a locomotive, you know, the old iron horse in gold, trimmed with silver, and on the illuminator in the front would be JC on both sides of the light, Jesus Christ, and on the side would be Republic Express. And what I'm suggesting to you is that America does not know about the Republic. America it's not on the radar. We have a flag. We voted on a flag, Forever Glory. We have a new flag. With that flag, that's our identity. That's who we are. But to organize a thrust, a campaign, if you will, we need an object that people can connect with, something powerful, something strong, a gold locomotive with Republic Express. Put it on a billboard. Put it on a billboard, Republic Express, and you know, with our address. But in my speech, I would be referring to a locomotive, to a gold locomotive trimmed in silver. All across this land, there are people in depots waiting to get aboard a vehicle, a new idea, a new government. They're ripe. The fields are ripe. And all across this land, they're waiting for a new message. And if they could link it to a train, a gold train, the Republic and the train, get on the train that... It will. I believe it'll catch on. I've got something more to add to that, but let me just finish with where my thought process is right now. I believe that we need to let the people, we the people, know who we are, but also we need to let the foreign countries need to know who we are. The new image. We have a Forever Glory flag. People across the seas want to see an America that has a new image, a republic. I have a plan to put on bulletin boards not only a locomotive with our address on it, not only to go to it on the internet. I also have many other ideas to put on billboards, and another one would be a train car, a passenger train car in gold, Republic Express, with Dorothy holding on to Toto, getting on the car with ruby slippers, and her soles and her heel would be in silver, and it would say, let's all go home, let's all go home, and, you know, join the Republic. There's many other different things that we could do. There could be people from all different professions. You could have plumbers. You could have farmers. You could have steel workers. You could have 10, 12 people locking arms, walking across a fruited plain. Mm-hmm. And you could have we the people. This is our country, we the people. It's time to take America back, have our address on. We could have... you want remedy? We could have our new flag on a billboard. We could have people praying on a billboard or churches on a billboard and have 2 Chronicles 7:14 is now being answered. So the billboard thing would be, right now I'm thinking of 4 billboards between our state capital, Madison, and our biggest city in the state, Milwaukee, an interstate system that's 70 miles between Madison. They have 4 billboards. four billboards to advertise the Republic. The last thing that I want you to catch, the last thing to go along with this, and I thank you for giving the audience, the last thing is I really believe in, I believe what could really unite this country, I believe that it's so right, is a song. There could be two songs. I believe that there could be a song with the Freedom Train incorporated in it to get on the train, get on the train, be free. But I also believe that this is the time, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time for a new anthem. We have a new identity with the flag. We have a new identity because we re-inhabited the Constitution November 2010. Many of you, not many, but some of you people remember Kate Smith. Kate Smith had a powerful voice saying the Star Spangled Banner. What a powerful, powerful voice you have. There's a new Kate Smith that's been present for some 10, 15 years. Her name is Sandy Patty. And if Sandy Patty would sing an anthem, We the People United, it would have to be, I believe, We the People. It would have to be that the identification to our new anthem would have to be where we the people are taking back this country. It's got to have We the People. That's romantic. Now, we were close, I believe, a year ago from getting funders. We found out later on why we didn't get the funding. At least I think we know why we didn't get the funding. But I want to say this to you, that I know that there are governors and there are governors that know funders. And I would ask that if the dinar exchange doesn't take place within the next month or so, I am willing to put the billboards up with the money from the exchange that I get. That's what I've been wanting to do this for over a year. It would cost $12,000 per billboard per year, and that doesn't include the artistry that would go on the billboard. But to hire a songwriter. It would be a letter that would be written, and it would be signed by the Congress for the Republic for the United States of America. It would be coming from Congress. It would be coming from us, and we would be sending a letter for a song to be written, and we would have to have a letter written with ingredients in it that would show who we are, what has happened, what we're all about, signed by Congress, and it would be sent to the likes of somebody like Bill and Gloria Gaither. And there's somebody on the call, I'm sure, that would have some other ideas as to who would be somebody to contact as far as writing the song. But I think that there's funders. I would love to speak to the funders. I would love to be in front of a funder and show them this plan. And so I would take any questions with this, and I appreciate your time, and with that I yield.
Thank you, sir. Representative Spencer, do you have a couple minutes you want to wrap things up for your committee, please?
Okay, sure. We discussed this with David. He laid that out to all of us, and I laid out where we're at. We're trying to be the first county here in the nation to go back to a de jure, and we got 11 ballot initiatives, and I've already explained that to everybody, grand juries and fully informed juries. I already laid that all out to everybody to hear, and we're well on our way. We actually have 5 more months to get 500 signatures, but I personally have already got 10% just in my part time, just going out. I know a lot of people here, but we'll have it by August 1st. No problem. We got a bunch of people out getting signatures now, and no later than January of 2014, because that's according to our statutory law here in Colorado, does these ballot initiatives have to be enforced? No later than January 2014. So it's going to be fun to watch. You know, even with just a few passing, even one, it's going to fundamentally transform the entire county. But we think all of them will, because it's going to be pretty much voter apathy in an off year like this. So you can just hold on to your hats. You don't have to move to Jamaica or anything. I'll go ahead and yield.
Thank you, sir. Before we move on to Representative Kurzanowski and his update for this evening, I believe we've had a couple people join the call since we took a roll. Can you please identify yourself if you have not answered that you're present on the call this evening?
Irma Bittner from Bismarck, North Dakota.
Thank you. And I believe Representative Kurzanowski joined us late as well, so he can speak.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, Representative.
Are you present, sir?
Yes, sir,
okay.
I am.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And is there anybody else that joined us late that did not get on roll? Okay, with that, I'll yield to Representative Kurzanowski for his update on his committee. I yield.
When they get on sale, we should buy four or five packages of those.
Thank you, sir. We don't have much. I don't have much at the moment. Still doing some research. We're been kind of difficult to get together, and we really, you know, just working on some meat so that we can get, when we do get together, we're going to probably have a meeting this week and discuss direction, which way we're going, and maybe some other ideas that we might want to bring up next meeting. And we would still like to have some extra people if anybody feels that they would like to participate in the Rules Committee. You know, research is difficult as it is with the few people that we have. You know, any extra eyes and time would be well appreciated and help us get along, you know, get our things further down the road a little bit quicker. And I guess that's about it. So with that, I yield.
Thank you, sir. If you have any questions for these committee members, you can ask those questions when I open up the floor for a minute of floor time for each member, and we can have some discussion then about the committee work. The next item on our agenda is affirming myself as Speaker of the House and Representative Kurzanowski as the Speaker pro tem. What we're going to do is put this on the floor now, and next meeting, which is July 2nd, we'll call this to a vote to affirm myself and Representative Kurzanowski. And if that affirmation vote does not go through with, you know, a majority of votes to affirm us, then that will trigger an election, which will be will call for people that want to step up and be one or both of those positions. And we'll go through that process. We'll have them each give their platforms. It'll probably take a couple of sessions for us to get that complete if it comes to that. But next week we will take a vote on an affirmation of myself and Representative Kurzanowski being Speaker of the House and Representative Kurzanowski being the pro tem. So we'll give you a couple of weeks to think and pray about that, and then we'll come together on July 2nd and take a vote for affirmation, and then we'll go from there. With that, I'll yield and open the floor for any representative that wants to speak for 1 minute on the floor to ask questions of myself or any of the committee chairs, or just general questions that you want to talk about this evening. I yield.
Mr. Speaker.
I heard somebody ask for the floor, but I don't know who it was.
Representative Willis, Oklahoma.
Yes, you have the floor, sir.
I heard loud and clear the gentleman giving his good ideas about, you know, vehicles to make a statement, YouTube things, music, songs, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we have some amazing songwriters that people that are, you know, at least more than 30 years old have heard plenty in the past. Charlie Daniels is a very patriotic, gifted songwriter. And if we could talk to somebody like him that's got hit patriotic songs, I believe that that would carry a lot of weight throughout America. Just an idea.
Representative Hurtler, may I have the floor?
Yes, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you for showing an interest in this. And I didn't catch where you were from. Could you tell me where you were from, Representative? That just addressed the House, Charlie Daniels.
My name is Representative Willis from Oklahoma.
Okay, thank you. I will try to find his email address or try to find a way to contact him. I have looked up several other different artists as well, but I'm open to anybody. If anybody on the call would know of someone that they could get in that they would know would be able to get in contact with the songwriter, I would be very much interested in that. So with that, a yield.
And I do have one other strong consideration for a songwriter, if I may.
Yes, you have the floor, sir.
There's a gentleman that has written more songs for contemporary Christian music. His name is Dennis Jernigan. He writes many, many hit songs for many very gifted Christian contemporary groups, and I believe that he would have the anointing to write a song of nature.
Okay. So he's involved with stuff like this. So he's a crazy guy, too.
The floor is open.
Mr. Speaker, this is Representative Hurtler. May I have the floor, please?
Yes, you have the floor, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I did not get... if anybody understood what Representative Dennis had to say, or not Dennis, but this Dennis guy, I didn't get his last name, and if he would have a contact, I would greatly appreciate it, a contact number and email address. And with that, I yield.
I may be able to contact him. I'm not sure how, but I will go through the process to find out how to reach him.
Thank you.
If you're not speaking on the floor, can you please mute yourself? We've got quite a bit of background noise this evening. I don't know why, but we do. So if you are not speaking, please mute yourself. The floor is open.
Okay.
ones that are in the scientific.
And Representative Templer from Iowa has joined the call as well, Representative Owens. Representative Templer, can you please identify yourself?
Yes, this is Rowdy Templer from Iowa, Representative. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry for being late.
The floor is open.
It's trying to freaking wash my feet like I always do when I slip on that stupid floor.
Representative Krasnowski.
Yes, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you. I apologize for being late to the call, but has the situation in Colorado been expressed?
No, it has not.
Okay, and is there anyone here from Colorado at the moment that can explain it to us?
I'm here. Do you want me to do it?
Dennis, yes, you have the floor, Representative Spencer.
Okay. The idea of being able to use ballot initiatives in the state, and by the way, I found a really good web page. I think there's 23 states that have ballot initiatives right now that are started by the people.
Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're talking about states.
I was referring to your chief, one of your justices, sir. An incident that happened the other day. Maybe you want to make that aware to everybody, or no? Are you aware of it, sir?
I think I got a blurb on the email. I haven't got any kind of details. I think his name is Art in on the Western Slope that. He was shot by a police officer. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
You know, that's all I know. That's all I know.
Okay.
So, all
right.
How about you? There are two more people on the line that is from that area that maybe they can shed some light. I mean, they're from over there, so hopefully. Let's see. That'll be
Mike Ackerman.
Oh. Yeah, there you go, Mike Ackerman and Liz. There you go.
I'm sorry, neither
Thank
one
you,
of
us
anything about this, so we can't help you there, and I yield.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Well, just to let everybody know, we had found out yesterday that one of the justices from Colorado was shot and killed by police officers. We're not sure exactly what the details are, but we just want to let everybody know. And, you know, if you wanted to, you know, send your condolences and prayers, you can either, I don't have a direct email address at the moment for Colorado, but you can send them to the house admin, to us, and we'll forward them if you want. And go from there. And I wanted to just make mention that we're going to have to, you know, we just want to make sure that everybody is safe, and we just want to recommend that you don't provoke You know, right now we have to deal with these people. You know, we may be in the right, but they have the might, and might's gonna win. Might, you know, there's an old saying, might makes right. So I just wanted to express that everybody just, you know, take heed to what's going on around them, and if they have to deal with any de facto law enforcement, etc., just to, I don't know how can I put this, you know, just do what they say, or, you know, deal with them, and, you know, just make note of everything, and you may not be able to resolve the situation right then and there, but eventually you will. You know, if you're in the right, you will overcome this, and they're not going to be too happy about it at the end. So, and we have to walk with Christ. You know, I was watching the Passion of the Christ the other day, and it just, you know, reinforced and reminded me of a lot of things that we need to do, that, you know, we should be that way. And the other thing that was interesting was the situation in that story, in that movie, how it was depicted is exactly, you know, as far as the people that are in charge, the kings and the whatever, and it's so similar to today what we're dealing with. It's uncanny. And anyways, that's about it. That's about what I got to say, and I yield.
Thank you, sir. The floor is open.
Representative Arnold of Wisconsin?
Yes, you have the floor, ma'am.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn until our next scheduled session of July 2nd.
I will second that motion. This is Representative Rockwell. All in favor of adjourning until 6 p.m. Pacific time, July 2nd, 2013, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Are there anybody opposed? Okay, it looks like the ayes have it. So we'll adjourn until July 2nd, 2013. And do I have somebody to volunteer to close us in prayer this evening?
This is Representative Mark Binder from Iowa. I'd be honored to close us in prayer.
You have the floor, sir.
Thank you. Father in heaven, thank you for this time to gather together. Happy are all who perfectly follow the laws of God. Happy are all who search for God and always do his will, rejecting compromise with evil and walking only in his path. You have given us your laws to obey, so how we want to follow them consistently. And we will not be disgraced, for we will have a clean record. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Have a great 4th of July. Thanks.
Yep. Thank you all for coming tonight, and we will see you or hear from you on July 2nd. Enjoy your week. Good night.